As you may know, that Abuna Paul is in a mission trip in Egypt, and actually Abuna Anthony also is in a mission trip in Canada. We have with us, because we're a church of mission, we have a missionary, Abuna Elisha. I don't need to introduce Abuna Elisha because we all know him. He's one of us, and we're very lucky to have him. You know, Abuna Elisha is a missionary in Kenya. So I'm sure God will speak to us through him tonight.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Thank you for having me today, this night. As Abuna said, Abuna Anthony is not available, so I will share with you a word from the Gospel, from the Bible as well. I know that you studied the book of Esther, correct? And Esther went through very, very difficult times. And if she's not quiet, and if she's not calm in such problem she faces, I'm sure she will not succeed to reach the salvation for the people or for the Israelite. One of the things which we really need to know and to understand, the quietness. I will not speak about the quiet time, but the quietness itself, which Esther really practiced these things, the quietness. So I choose two verses from the Old Testament. I hope you have open with me the book of Isaiah. Chapter 30. Verse 15. It says, "For thus says the Lord, God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength." Let me say it again. In returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. This is the first verse I choose from the Old Testament. The second verse from the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastic chapter 10, verse 4. Chapter 10, verse 4. It says, if the spirit of the ruler raised against you, do not leave your post for conciliation, specifies great offense. Let me take the first one, which is Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. Let us see what this message meant for us. What is the blessing of quietness? What is the blessing of quietness? Is quietness virtue? Is the quietness virtue? Yes or no? Before the time, we have 30 minutes. I know that you are very accurate in time. Is quietness virtue, or let me make it in an easy way? Virtue or necessity or important? Quietness. This is part from the quietness. Is quietness important or not important? Necessity? Necessary to my life, or just a virtue everyone look to have it? Let us see. He says the verse here, with quietness and returning you will have, can you read it? You will have what? Salvation. You will be saved. So our salvation connected to these two points. Our salvation connected to the quietness. Are you with me? Let us see. If I became quiet, or if I became silent, I will come back to myself. Is that true? Yes or no? Yes. If I just keep quiet for a while and I understand what is going on with me, I will understand the situation. I will stop what I am doing. I will go back to God. If I go back to God, means I am saved. Yes? Okay. And always devil in his daily schedule for us, he don't like this. He don't like to be quiet. He don't like to be returning back and sitting and analyze or check what is going on. This is what devil always do. This is what devil do nowadays. Make people to be busy from the morning till the evening, the whole week, the whole month, the whole year. And you are in dilemma. You are in a circle, moving. You don't know where to stop. Is that true? Is that correct? I hope it's correct. So devil actually trying to keep us busy all the times. Never get quiet. The work, the home, the new job, study, service. Actually, devil can make us busy with good things, very good things, wonderful things. But I'm busy. My schedule since morning until evening, very, very packed, busy. I can't even move. I don't have time. I'm a very busy person. And this is what makes devil happy. He's very happy because you are very busy. But if I stand still, or if I become quiet, I will come back to God. I will see how much time I waste. I'll see how much time really not building me spiritually. He says, can someone read it, please? Can someone read this verse loudly? I like you to share in reading. Is it in the screen? Can you put it in the screen? Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. Isaiah 30, 15. We need to read it, please, again. Let me read it from the Bible. In returning and rest, you shall be saved. Returning and rest, both of them connected together. Both of them together, a way of my salvation. Returning and rest. I ask questions. Why I don't change? Why I'm always running? Why I'm always busy? Why I'm always not happy? Why I'm always feel lonely? Why I'm always feel that I'm not connected to others? Why I'm always feel that this life is not really here in this area very good for me? People busy, people not connected to each other, people they don't feel each other, people they don't see each other, they don't communicate. Why I feel this feeling? Why? Because I don't get rest. I don't get returning. I don't return and rest to the Lord. If I return to the Lord and I rest for a while, really I will understand how I look like in front of God today. If I ask myself today, am I ready to die today? Am I ready? Am I ready to die today? What is my shape in front of God today? What God says about me today? How God look at me today, now, in this minute? How God look at me in this minute? If I don't sit and rest, I will never answer this, or I never know this, or I will never realize that really it is very important to see what God says about you, not the Bible. Correct? Is that right? Yes. Let us look at the prodigal son. All of us know the prodigal son story, but only what made him to come back? What made him to come back? He was lonely among the pigs, correct? What happened? What happened to him? What made him to come back? He came to himself. He find rest among the animals. No one talked to him. No one interfered. He became lonely. He realized how much he is far. And you know the rest of the story. When he come back to himself, he go back to his father, and you know the rest. Also, when I am resting in the bosom of the Lord, I will realize how much I am far, how much I am in need, how much I am same like the prodigal son. How much we realize this every day. But unfortunately, we are always running in a circle, never end. In rest, in returning and rest, you shall be saved. You shall be saved. So the first blessing of resting and returning, what's the first blessing? I get it. Repenting. I repent. Is that right? Right or not? When I am quiet, when I am really in returning from my way, I will find a way to repent. And this is one of the greatest gate the Lord keep it open for us. If I do what? If I return to Him. If I rest in Him. The door is open. So, resting and returning is not a virtue. It's not just a virtue I'm looking for, like any virtue. It's must. It is must. It is must to turn back. You must repent. You must realize your mistakes. You must wake up. You must face yourself. How many of us face himself every day? Honest speak. How many? How many look at himself and give account? Very rare. Very, very rare people stand before they sleep and they account, give account. The fathers of the church says to us a saying, a very, very known saying among the monks and among the church leaders. They says, better for you to keep quiet now than you keep quiet while you are in the grave. It's better for you to keep quiet, to realize your problems, your mistakes, than you will be quiet sooner or later, out of your control. You get it? Keep quiet so you can know yourself. Return to Him so you can realize your mistakes and weakness and face it. If you do that, you will be saved. You will be saved from death. We are not talking about this death. You get me? The spiritual death. So the Lord is opening really the gate for us. The Lord opened the gate of salvation. But look at the rest of the verse. But he says that shall be your strength, but you would not. The end of the verse. But you would not. No one like to keep quiet. Let us take the second part from the verse. So in returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Here, the strength is not the physical strength, the spiritual strength. If for example, if we take John Baptist, what is the education of John Baptist? What is his education? Did he learn doctrine? Did he spend time under teachers? Never. But he was where? Where he was? Wilderness. Almost for more than 20, almost 30 years was the wilderness in quietness and what? And confidence. You find him, when he speak, many people repent. When he spoke about baptism of repentance, many people came to him. Yes, many people. And you never find him a man of doctrine or a man of knowledge, a simple person. Simple person. He lived for the Lord. Why today's we, as children of God, we don't have this power? Why today we don't have this power? Why? Why we don't have this strength, spiritual power? Why the church is empty nowadays from this spiritual power? Why? Why? Because no one is doing what? Returning and rest in Him. No one quiet. No one have confidence in the Lord. Normally, when we enter to the home, what's the first things we do for men? Go to the kitchen to eat, to open the fridge and to close it 5 times. Just open and close. And at the end, a can of Coke, best, that's all. That's all. What normally we do when we enter home? What's the first things we do? Honest speak. What normally we do? Next to the kitchen. What normally we do? We go internet. We go TV. You are all the day noisy. All the day meeting people, talking to people, showing yourself to people. All the day. Is that true or not? Talking. I want you to record for yourself a day of outside from home. See how many useless words you mention. A lot. No benefit. But we come home, we need to add more. And devil is happy. Okay, go to TV. Go to internet. Go to chat. Go whatever, do what you like. But never find what? Never practice this verse. Never. Devil will not allow you to practice this verse at all. Never. And you blame yourself. Abuna, I'm very weak. The days are evil nowadays. Look at the evil everywhere. Oh, bad. Look at the people. Became very earthly. They became very physical. No spiritual things. Oh, sorry. What about you? What about you? You're among them. So the first blessing from quietness and returning is what? Are you lost or with me? I know you're lost a little bit. Huh? Repentance and salvation. Repentance and salvation. Keep quiet. You'll come back to yourself. Keep quiet. You realize your weakness. Keep quiet. Keep quiet. You will hear Him. Keep quiet. You will see where you are going. Keep quiet. Keep quiet and sit with yourself. The second things we take from this verse is spiritual power. More you sit, more you get power. Is that true or no? Not nowadays in your life. Don't think you'll have a small tablets. You take it, you get a spiritual power. I'm sure some of us dreaming to get a tablet or to get a drink like the one you use it in the gym. This is to give you strength in your muscle. What about the strength in my spiritual muscles? Where is it? Here. This is the first verse, which is I choose it today to speak about a spiritual power and salvation and repentance. Let us take the second verse. And before we go to, yes, let us take second verse in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 10, as I said. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 4. Yes, this is right. If the spirit of the ruler raises against you do not leave your boast, for conciliation specifies great offense. Again, if the spirit of the rulers raised against you, which spirit? Spirit of who? This, which spirit? Excuse me? Are you sure? Yeah. Who's the rulers? Devil. Sure? Yes, the devil. Correct. You are right. The devil. If the spirit of devil raised against you, do what? Do what? Don't leave? Don't leave. Sometimes we use it in our daily life. We use it, but we don't understand these terms. Sometimes you wake up, you say, today is a bad day. Please, I don't like to see anyone. I like to look myself. Why? If I see anyone, I will do what? I'm out of control. I will shout. I will use bad language. Please, leave me to calm. Leave me to calm down. Yes, we do that, but we don't understand this verse. We do it by nature. But it is here in the Bible. If devil raise against you, do what? Don't move. Don't move from your place. Because if you don't move, what will happen? Read it. Can you read it loudly? Read it. Reconciliation specifies a great offenses. Is that true or not? If I am angry and sad and whatever, as you, whatever you can say, if I just keep quiet and stand still and I remain in my place, what will happen? These rulers or this spirit will do what? Will run. But most of the time we don't do that. Most of the time. Yes. Bad things. Yes. It's a good question. But if I answer this question now, I will not continue. I rather to keep it now. I can answer after, if you allow me. Is it okay? Okay. Because I won't keep the time. I learn to keep time here. So, this is the second verse which you need to understand today. When I face these trials, the Lord says to us, don't leave your post. Stay. But to stay to do what? If you have a problem, if you have bad time, to stay to do what? How can you use the time in the right way? Or how can you use the situation such you face in the correct way? How can you use it? Talk to him. Talk to him. You remember Elijah in the story when he ran away from Jezebel? You remember what happened? He was crying and he was very sad. And he said, Lord, better to take my soul. There is no one among your people worshiping you. All left you. I'm the only one. So the Lord tried to discipline him and say, no, come here. No, no, you are wrong. Come. Come, I will show you, I will discipline you again from the beginning. He took him up to the mountain. And he tried to show him an example. He made what? Big earthquake, correct? After the story, yes? Big fire. Big. He couldn't what? Hear him. He couldn't hear him. He couldn't listen to him. At the end, he became in very small voice, very quiet, still. Correct? Very nice voice. And here he heard the Lord. He heard the Lord and he listened to him. Is that correct? Also, same. When you face problems, keep quiet. Stay. Say, Lord, please speak to me. What can I do in such situation? The last verse from the book of Proverbs. So this is a blessing also of quietness. So let me, before we go to Proverbs, let me summarize the 3 points. First point, I need to be quiet so I can repent. Yes? I need to be quiet so I can have spiritual power. I need to be quiet from this verse. Let us see this verse. Chapter 15, verse 4. Chapter 15, verse 4. Can someone read it for me? Do you get the verse? Huh? The good tongue do what? Do what? A tree of life. The Bible say the tree of life about who? Who's the tree of life? Hello? Huh? Say it. Christ. Can you imagine if you have a good tongue, building mouth, you have the tree of life? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine every talk it come from your mouth, really it give effect, it change people? Can you do that? Can you do that nowadays? Do you imagine that? A holy word, or a word of wisdom, or a word of teaching, or a word of encouragement, it gives life to people? Yes or no? Many times we regret to speak. Many times we regret to talk. Because sometimes I talk, I find disaster. I find fire. I made fire in the house or between the people. But look at the Lord says to us today. A beautiful word. So if I need really, I need to be quiet so I can change the people. Change the people. Change the life of people. By my quietness, I can change people or not. I can or not. Yes, by the appearance from outside, I can change people. God really love the quiet people. God really get attracted to such quality of people like this. There is a verse, I will end with this verse, I think. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. Can you show it in the screen? I'm not sure. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. Yes, this is the one. Let me take it back from here. Can you read it together? Look what St. Peter, he spoke about who here. Do you get this verse? Hello. Did you get the verse? Can someone read it for me? Steve, loud. Do you need to be very precious or no? Do you need or not? Do you need to be a normal person? Okay, good for you. Or do you need to be a very precious person? If you need to be a precious and really like diamonds, very expensive in the eyes of God, what do you need to do? What do you need to have here? Gentle? And quiet? Yes. God loves this kind of quality. God appreciates such a person like that. Look, people nowadays, yani for the girls, they bought makeup, they make the hairs or this kind of stuff to look what? Beautiful. And the man, they bought the best shirt, best tie, best, all this kind of stuff to look handsome, nice. God is not looking for this. God is not looking for this stuff. He look for the spirit, which is the incorruptible beauty of gentle and quiet spirit. Which is very precious in the sight of God. Very precious. I hope we get this information about quietness and returning back to God. And how to use this verses really. I felt this is our daily need from these verses. Isaiah 30. Verse 15 or Ecclesiastic 10:4, I think, or Proverbs also 10:4. We need them in our daily life. Thank you very much. God bless all of you. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. What's next? Okay, come for prayer. In the name of the Father, and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, our Heavenly Father, for the time you gave us this night to be in quietness with you. And to listen to you, Lord. Really, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. You give us this time to look at ourselves and to look how we are far and to look, Lord, how we really in need. Things outside will not comfort us. Things which we seek, Lord, it will never give us joy. Lord, we need you. We need to be in quietness. We need to return back to you. We need to find a strength in you. We need to build again our power, Lord. Help us, Lord. Bless all of us. Bless the church and everyone here today. Pray these prayers to the intercession of St. Mary, prayer of St. Mark. All the saints, hear us, we pray to you, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation. Deliver us from evil one. For Jesus Christ our Lord, for thy the kingdom, power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.